And if you saw someone that you hadn't seen in quite a while, you just happen to see him, you say, well, today, I ran
into one of my friends I hadn't seen in a long time.
Okay. And, talking about kinds of animals. The kind of animal that barks, you call that a...
Away from home.
Huh?
They barks away from home.
What do you mean?
Fox. Fox bark.
Okay.
You know foxes, don't you?
Yeah.
They bark, come and bark, you know, you can't bark out at night. Is that what you were speaking about?
Okay. What, say if you were going hunting, you'd take along a good hunting...
gun?
Or any... the animal you take.
I would take something to get them with.
Well, what animals you got out there?
Huh?
Blackie and the...
What, going hunting?
Yeah, what kind of animal do you have out there?
Well, he's a bird dog, he has a shepherd, a black one.
Okay.
And he pointed rabbits, birds, chickens, anything.
Yeah.
Squirrels. And he'll run, he go swimming. He's scared of gun and lightning and thunder, and you can't keep him. And when you shoot, he'll run low, but I'm going to make him come back to me.
Have you ever, Mr. Smithson had this dog that, its eyes were sort of whitish.
Whitish looking.
Do you have a name for that?
Glass eyes.
Glass eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What makes a dog like that?
I don't know. I think she was just naturally born that way. I don't think anything has happened to us. I don't believe. I've seen it too.
No different from any other dog.
I don't know. It may be. Now, I'll tell you what we used to call the horses we drove at night, you know. Sometimes you get hold of one with a moon-eyed.
Moon-eyed.
And couldn't see how to go at night. Other words, a real horse. Natured horse.
Yeah.
Had good eyes, right, and right conscious. You can just wrap your line around the minion eyes, wrap your lines around my spider bow we got in front.
Around your what?
Spider bow, that's what got in front. They had a little bow about that right foot in front of your feet. You put your feet out there in the, I call it the spider bow. And I'd wrap my line down. That horse would carry me anywhere in the world, bring me back.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have to guide at all. But now you get hold of one, I got hold of one time a fella got his horse, wanted to drive his horse, we were going to see two girls, and he wanted to drive his horse. He came out home and he said, he rode his horse, he didn't have a buggy.
Mm-hmm.
He says, let's drive my horse your buggy tonight. Well, I didn't know about the darn horse. And I said, well, all right, don't make no difference to me if it's safe. Oh, he's safe, says, yeah. Go them all. Well, him and another fellow walked a girl's house close to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I carried a girl home a good long ways. I went on, got the girl and took on a good piece. And I found out that he was moon-eyed. He couldn't see nothing. He just run off falling it down and girly and everywhere else. He couldn't do nothing. I couldn't put lines on the spider bow, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Or wrap around my whip.
Yeah.
That horse run, couldn't stand the road, wouldn't stand the road at all.
Huh.
Blind, feel blind at night, couldn't see nothing. He couldn't. And they called it moon eye.
Yeah.
That's what they called it. I never had driven one before, didn't know what the thing was, but that's what they called it, moon eye. I asked them. But they were going to scare me that night, and him and this other fellow, where they hid, they thought this girl lived in another direction.
Uh-huh.
And they took the girls home, they took off run and got to the, I had to go through a wood by the one cap to actual home.
Uh-huh.
Great big woods, I went through.
Yeah.